This is TWiT.
Line two, Joy in Santa Cruz. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Happy Memorial Day.
Ah, thank you. You too.
Yeah. Now, I am totally and utterly mystified. I had not heard about this GDRP thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or GDPR.
GDPR.
Right. And
even though this was passed in 2016, and the European Union said everybody's got 2 years to get ready for it, almost every company in the world decided to do it this week.
I guess so, because last night, and I don't know why this is, I was trying to post an article from the Tucson Star newspaper, which is not in Europe.
No.
It was a story about people who are coming to the border whose children are being separated from them.
Is this not a horrible story?
It's a horrible story.
I don't believe we live in a country that's doing this.
I can't either. I'm
appalled.
It makes my stomach turn. But I was posting it from my place in Santa Cruz, you know, posting a link on Facebook to this story.
Yeah.
There is no European connection here.
Well, okay, keep going.
When I posted it, it said, blocked due to GDPR.
Really?
Yeah. And it says, we recognize you are attempting to access this website from a country belonging to the European Economic Area, EEA, including the EU, which forces the GDPR and therefore cannot grant you access.
Oh, Lord. Another unintended consequence. So which site said that, Facebook or the Tucson, the paper?
Facebook, because I posted a different article from the Tucson newspaper, and it posted just fine.
So Facebook thought you were in the EU.
Apparently.
That doesn't sound right.
It's really strange. And I tried posting that article two different times, and it did the same thing twice.
But you can use Facebook and post other stuff. It was just that one.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. So Facebook figures out where you are based on your internet address. Everybody who's on the internet has an IP address that somewhat accurately, not perfectly, but somewhat accurately, at least gets you usually in the right country. Most of the time in the right, you know, geographic area. And Facebook uses that. And Santa Cruz is now part of the EU. Congratulations. You can see Facebook will tell you if you go deep enough in the settings, where you're logging in from, what IP addresses and where those locations are. Facebook uses that for security. So does Google and other companies. If suddenly you're posting from Ecuador, they're going to say, whoa, what happened?
Except that's not part of the EU either.
No, I know, but they would warn you. So that's all well and good, but this doesn't sound related to that because you're able to post other stuff.
Yeah, see, I'm wondering if maybe there's some censorship going on that article?
No. I think it's a bug.
A bug.
Yeah, I don't think it's... So, first of all, GDPR doesn't, in fact, mandate that people not post stuff. It has nothing to do with that.
I wouldn't think it would.
It's no.
It's about privacy rights.
Yeah, it's about privacy rights, and it's all post facto. Doesn't affect what you do now. It just gives you rights to later... First of all, companies have to tell you what they do with your stuff, and then it gives you rights at a later date to say, oh, I don't want you to keep my information, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I understood from reading the wiki page.
It would not in any way prevent you from posting something. That's not what GDPR is about. So, that's a specious thing. That's what worries me a little bit. You're not obviously in the EU, and Facebook doesn't think you're in the EU because it lets you post other stuff. So what is this? And even if it did think you were in the EU, it wouldn't stop you from posting stuff. So I'm puzzled by this pop-up you're getting. And is it coming from Facebook, really?
I don't know. It says I barely see the top of it. It says Tucson.com. And then it says blocked due to GDPR, and it's not a pop-up. It was when I sent it, waiting for, you know, the thing to post, that came up instead of the link.
It sounds like it might be Tucson.com.
Why would Tucson.com?
Well, no, they shouldn't, but it might just be something's wrong with their...
I posted something else from their website.
Oh, that's so weird. It's a bug. It's nothing that makes any sense. My only concern is it's sometimes, you see, it's possible to create pop-ups on people's machines. And usually what you get when a pop-up is, hey, your machine is, you know, has bugs on it. We want to fix it. Or this is Interpol. You've been caught doing something bad. You know, it's malicious actors.
I have uBlock.
Ah, good for you.
So I don't get a lot of pop-ups.
That's good for you. Yeah, uBlock Origin anyway, which is my favorite.
Right, that one.
Yeah, you listen to the show. I forgot, Joy. You know all this stuff. That would block anything malicious most of the time coming from websites. I know, it's puzzling. This is a puzzle to me. A, because GDPR doesn't, in fact, have that impact. B, because you're not in the EU. And C, because it doesn't happen all the time. It's just this particular article.
And why would do it anyway? There shouldn't be any relationship between these things.
It may be. Here's the one theory. Some companies, in order to avoid complying with GDPR, because they deem it too onerous or difficult, block EU users. And we've seen this actually happen with a few companies. We just say, sorry, you can't use us if you're in the EU. It may be that the Tucson Star has decided there's too much trouble to update our privacy policy. We don't care if anybody in the EU reads us anyway. So we're just going to look at people's IP. Well, maybe. I don't know. Their advertisers don't, right? And that's all they care about. So maybe, I mean, I'm sorry. I have just besmirched the fine reputation of the Tucson's, what is it, the Star Ledger? What is the?
Star.
It's the Star. I'm sure the editorial staff cares a lot, but they don't make any money off of European visitors. And European visitors, anybody who doesn't.
But I'm not European.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But what they may be happening is a weird triangle here where the Facebook server that is getting the article is the one that the Star sees, and it's in Europe.
Do they have one?
Yeah, they have servers all over the place.
Oh, so it's going through some kind of pipe that goes.
It might be. I mean, this is a far-fetched, but it may vary. But I've seen weirder things on the internet. It may be that if Facebook is for some reason using a server in the EU, the Star sees that and says, "Whoa, I'm not going to work with you."
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Now, let me see here. Here's an article from CNET. Thank you to Scooter X, who is always quick on the draw for these. GDPR leads some U.S. news sites to block access in Europe. The L.A. Times, the Chicago Tribune are among other. Oh, I bet you that's what's happening. The Star is blocking European access. Daily News. Baltimore Sun.
Huh.
Who owns the Star?
I'm not
certain. So Gannett is USA Today. I remember this. If you go to the USA Today from Europe, you get a very nice page. It loads really fast because all of the advertising and all the bugs and all this stuff, that's all been stripped out of it. So the USA Today is really good in Europe. So that's one way to handle this. The Washington Post is asking EU visitors for consent to use their data before you can read that. So you're going to get newspapers are responding to this differently. And Tronc, which owns the Tribune, the LA Times, the Daily News, they're just blocking. Lee Enterprises, which owns 46 local newspapers, also blocking, according to the New York Times. So I'm guessing the Tucson Star is blocking. It's seeing the Post as coming from the EU, and it doesn't want to support you. Yeah. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. So, yeah, it's probably because the site that will host the content on Facebook is appearing as a EU. What you could do to try this is get another article from another newspaper and see if you can post it.
Well, yeah, but I got another article from the same Tucson.
And that didn't do it.
It was just this article.
God, this is a weird side effect. I bet you that's what this is, though.
Is this an algorithm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just looks at the IP address of. They may do. I actually could see them doing it, looking and seeing where that's going to be stored. If it's going to be stored in the EU, that's as bad from their point of view as a reader in the EU.
But wait wait a minute. Are you saying that they're going to block all people from looking
yes.
at their papers from the EU?
Yes.
That's insane. That's like cutting off half the information in the world.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the reason newspapers don't care is because their advertisers don't care. So if you go to the Chicago Tribune in Europe from a European country, you'll get a big screen that says, unfortunately, our website is currently unavailable in most European countries.
How bizarre.
Is that weird or what?
I don't think that that was the intent of the GDPR.
Oh, no. It's an unintended consequence. Absolutely. And frankly, I think it's a bad consequence. I think it's a bad way to respond to this. And I think these newspapers may in time, you know, they just don't want to spend the...
So does that mean if I go to Der Spiegel?
No, you can go to Der Spiegel, no problem.
Can I post it on Facebook?
Yes, because Der Spiegel's already in the EU. The last thing Der Spiegel's going to do is cut off European users.
Or American users.
There's no reason for GDPR to do that. We don't have any privacy laws here.
Right.
So there's no reason for a European magazine to block Americans. There's no liability. We don't care. they can steal all our information. We don't care.
Okay, I don't fully understand though why it would block one article and not another.
Probably just an effect. If you kept trying, you probably get through. It's an artifact of where Facebook wants to put that. Must be me, my guess.
So it's Facebook's fault, really.
Sort of. Yeah. Sort of. It's really the Star's fault. But the Star probably could fix this.
Well, I did call them yesterday. I called the reporters on this story. Do you know you're being blocked?
Yeah, in the EU. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm sure that the journalists don't like it because they want to be read by as many people as possible.
Of course they do, and this is an important story.
Absolutely. But the publisher doesn't care because really the publisher, you know, the website only makes money from advertisers, and the advertiser couldn't care less if the EU sees them.
So there's a CNET article on this?
Actually, it's quoting a New York Times article. So let me refer you to the New York Times from, I believe, today. U.S. news outlets block European readers over new privacy rules from May 25th.
Okay.
It's from yesterday.
Okay, U.S. news outlets block.
European. If you just search for that in New York Times, you'd find it.
European.
European users. And then my guess is that I would bet, the Arizona Daily Star.
There it is, huh?
Yep. Lee Enterprises. They're doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay, mystery solved.
Mystery solved. The Arizona Daily Star is blocking EU readers, as is the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. All the Lee Enterprises papers. They're a Lee Enterprise paper, 41 papers.
Which probably the Star isn't even doing itself. It's just this.
No, their parent company said, we're not, because they don't want to hire a data protection officer and change their policies. And it's too much trouble. It's not that it's in any way blocking their legitimate business efforts. It's just too much trouble.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Leo.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Thank you, Joy. Yeah.
Okay. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.